Representative Thaddeus McOtter. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for that. Well, first things first, I have here the death tax repeal pledge. Now, we know that in life, death and taxes are certain, but they shouldn't be simultaneous. So with this, I will affix my signature, which if you look at it, I should have been a doctor of medicine rather than a doctor of laws.
There you are.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. I'm humbled to be in the presence of some of my fellow presidential candidates, the former speaker, the former senator, former governor, and I just happen to be a current U.S. rep and a simple country lawyer from Detroit. That's all right, you can cheer for Detroit. We like that. I also happen to be a proud Republican. My first elected position in public life was probably the most fulfilling and rewarding. It was as a precinct delegate in my neighborhood back in 1986. And it was from that position that I later was entrusted with responsibilities which are so often overlooked by many. To be a party chairman in Wayne County, Michigan. And from there, I was later honored to be a member of the State Central Committee of the Michigan State Republican Party. So believe me when I tell you this. Your job is not thankless. It is indispensable. Because you, as Republicans, are the heirs to the party of Lincoln and Reagan. You are the heirs to the individuals who in 1860 took to the streets of sleepy towns and hamlets for the cause of Abraham Lincoln and emancipation and union. You are the heirs to the people in 1980 who helped to wake up America so that the sovereign American people could defeat not only stagflation, but could defeat an evil empire known as the Soviet Union. And as their heirs, you will again be confronted with a momentous challenge. Because we live amidst the crucible of liberty, where you will be called upon to define freedom for future generations. And unlike some, you will not shrink from this duty, you will embrace it. Because as Republicans, it is what we have always done, and it is what we will continue to do. We know that at this period of time, the challenges that we face seem daunting. But as Republicans, we understand that the precedents in this country of the American people rising up to transcend their difficulties and trials will buoy us and guide us as we do the same. When you think of the greatest generation, aptly named, they faced four great challenges. They faced the challenges posed by moving into an industrialized economy and society. They faced the challenge of a world war against evil enemies. They faced the challenge of the Soviet Union as a strategic threat and rival model of governance. And they faced the moral question of whether or not the Constitution of the United States applied to all citizens equally, regardless of race. Our generation of Americans faces four great challenges. We face the challenges of moving into a globalized world economy. We face the challenge of defeating a terrorist enemy against a million-mile front. We face the challenge of communist China as a strategic threat and rival model of governance. And we face the challenge of whether or not a nation built upon self-evident truths can survive moral relativism. And while these challenges mirror each other, there is a difference. The greatest generation faced their challenges generally, consecutively. We face our challenges simultaneously. And in each area, the answer remains the same. It is to trust the American people. We have seen an administration that has told us the answer must come from government. We have seen an administration that continues to believe in the centralization of your liberty and property within Washington, within big government. We know that this model fails. What we understand has to happen is that big government must start to mirror and reflect the changes that we experience every day in our personal lives and within our private sector pursuits. If you think about the time in which we live amidst a communication revolution. At your laptop computer, you can communicate around the world. You can purchase a good or service. You can express your views through Facebook, through Twitter. You can email. And yet, in this consumer-driven, horizontal world, within this democratized economy, we continue to see Lyndon Johnson's nightmarish welfare state implode around us because of the refusal of the Democratic Party to let go of the politics of the past. My fellow Republicans, make no mistake. Liberty and self-government, as they were in 1860, as they were in 1980, are the wave of the future in 2012. Make no mistake. That is why we will be called upon to make a change with this administration. Not only because President Obama is nothing more than Jimmy Carter in a better suit, well, he is. I shouldn't say that, I'm in the short sleeves myself. But that is why we understand that it is not simply austerity within cutting big government and shrinking it down to size, which is the key. It has to be restructured for the 21st century. And the principle which will undergird the restructuring of the federal government will be simply this, and one we learned from presidents from Lincoln through Reagan. The welfare state takes individuals who can help themselves and tries to make them dependent upon government. This, of course, is the underlying premise behind Obamacare, is it not? That is outdated. It is as outdated as it is immoral, because you cannot empower an individual by making them dependent upon another one. What we have to do is go back to the principle to save the social safety net, to remain a compassionate country, to restructure the size and scope of government intrusion into our lives, is to make sure that the government helps those who cannot help themselves and provides temporary assistance to those who want to again return to the dignity of self-reliance. In terms of our economy, obviously, we do not want government taking more of our money. We do not want government spending more of our money. We do not want government owing more of our money. Three strikes on the Obama administration, they will be out. They do not understand this. But in addition to this, we must also force the big Wall Street bailout banks to restructure so that they can recapitalize at their expense as quickly as possible. For two reasons. One, the most immediate, is to get economic financing down, credit flowing down to the entrepreneurs, the small businesses, and the workers who will actually grow this economy, and get us not only in shape now for the immediate present time, but also lay the foundations for the 21st century American economy that will again lead the world. The second reason that we have to do this is very simple. As Republicans, we understand this. There is no entity in the United States bigger than you, the sovereign American people, and that's something that needs to be reaffirmed right now. In terms of the challenges we face from our terrorist enemy, make no mistake. They started this. We will finish this. We will support our troops in the field as they continue to follow the Lincolnian principle of expanding liberty to others, so that we ensure it here for ourselves. We'll make sure that the decisions of the commanders on the ground are the only guide as Washington makes its decisions regarding our troops and regarding the military situations in both Iraq and in Afghanistan, to ensure that the fragile difficult gains that have been put in place by the valor of our soldiers are not squandered for political purposes. We will also make sure that we defend our allies in the region, and that our dear ally Israel is never again being pressured by a United States administration back towards indefensible borders at the very time its neighbors become more dangerous to its very existence. In terms of dealing with the threat of communist China, there are those who believe there are no communists anymore. Well, I would refer them to check the 73.4 million card-carrying members of the Chinese Communist Party. If you seek to have a difference of opinion, they will correct you. As a Reaganite, as a Republican, we understand not only the practical application of their indirect warfare against the United States, we understand that they are an antithetical model of government to what we believe. Because the PRC believes that liberty is a threat to prosperity and security. We, as Republicans, as Americans, know that our liberty undergirds our prosperity and security. And so as the world watches, it is time for the United States to recognize that if they seek to be our rival, they can. And they will meet the same fate as the Soviet Union. Because it is not for the American people to usher a nuclear-armed communist dictatorship onto the world stage. It is for the American people to usher a nuclear-armed communist dictatorship into the ash can of history. And we will. And finally, as Republicans, we know, as de Tocqueville knew, that not only self-government, but the voluntary civic associations in which we engage for the common good are critical to the sustenance and the exceptionalism of our free republic. That is why the next administration, the next president, will ensure that around your hearth of home and around your civic organizations, you will never see the prehensile hand of a federal bureaucrat or an activist judge or an international organization try to come between you and your children or try to dictate to your community what your new beliefs should be. We will conserve traditional American institutions of faith, family, community, and country. Now I know this is a heavy message. I get that. And people ask, well, is it really that bad? And my answer is no. The American people will get through these difficult times. It's a question of how long it will take. Because as Republicans, we know that the country's ultimate strength and salvation is not Washington. The nation's ultimate strength and salvation is you, the American people. And in all difficult times, every generation has had their doubts. In fact, we need look no further to our own generation. Today we see in polling that over half the American people believe that America's best days are behind her. And yet we in this room refute that. We will refute that through our actions. We will refute that as we engage with our fellow citizens. We will, as the Republican Party had done in 1860 and in 1980, awaken the American people to their virtuous genius so that they may transcend these difficult times, stem the chaos in our midst, and trod a hard road to happier days. And when we accomplish this, one day future generations will look back and they will thank you. They will thank you as Republicans. They will, more importantly, thank you as Americans. And then perhaps our children or our children's children will know what we feel right now. As the poet Rupert Brooke put it, "Now God be thanked, who has matched us with his hour and caught our youth and wakened us from sleeping." As Republicans, you remain wide awake. And you will lead us to the next morning in America. Thank you so much for your hospitality and for having me.
It is an honor.